dreaming, there lived a frog called Tiddalik. He became very thirsty one day, so he decided to drink. He drank all the water in the rivers, the creeks, the lakes, the lagoons, and the billabongs. Well, when he had finished, all the land was dry. Tiddalik dragged his enormous swollen body onto a rock. And then he just sat there. The land was dry. Well, everything went brown and dry. The animals looked everywhere for water, but there was no water to be found. They decided to have a meeting.
"Where is all the water?" asked the kangaroo.
"Where are the green trees?"
asked Koala.
"I know where all the water is," said Wombat. "Tiddalik the frog drank it all, and there is no more water for us."
"But we must have water, or we will all die," cried the animals.
So they went to Tiddalik and begged him for some water.
"Well, I don't want to give you any of my water,"
he kept repeating. And then he just sat there with his big mouth shut.
"We must make Tiddalik laugh so he will open his mouth. His big, enormous, fat mouth. I don't think I've ever seen such a big, fat, enormous, disgusting, big mouth. He swallowed so much water, we've got to make him get the water out,"
said Wombat. Well, the animals did do lots of funny things, but Tiddalik, well, Tiddalik would not laugh. At last, Eel came along. "I am going to twist this way, and that way, and another way, methinks. I am going to tie myself up into a knot," and the Eel did just that. No matter how hard he tried, Eel could not undo himself. All the animals laughed. And at last, even Tiddalik started to, guess what, smile. What a happy water-holding frog he was. And all the animals, as you can imagine, were very, very happy indeed. Do you know what happened? That's right. He opened his big mouth wide. It was enormous, and out flowed all the waters. The waters flowed into the dry lands. And there was plenty for all the animals to drink, and the land once again turned green.